Today on the third episode of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast, we've got syndication updates, a message from a fan, and a debate on jump putting. Are you ready for this?
I'm as ready as a bag of instant microwavable popcorn on movie night.
Let's do it. Welcome back to the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. If you listen to the first two episodes on anchor.fm, you'll be glad to know that this last couple of days, our podcast was syndicated on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, and then a lot.
A lot of others.
A lot of them that I never even heard of before, like Overcast and Breaker and stuff
Radio FM.
At this point, I think it's safe to say that effectively, wherever you're listening to podcasts, you'll probably be able to find us on all of those. And you don't need to find us on any of those, obviously, because you already found us on this one. You're listening right now, obviously. But like, let's say you're out to lunch with a mate, you know, and you guys are having lunch and he's like, so what's new with you, Connor? And you're like, well, Ted, you know, I found this great new podcast that I'm listening to and it's called the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. And then you know, Connor will say, well, what's the potty about? And you'll say, well, it's like about disc golf and stuff. And then he'll say, well, that's great, Ted. Where can I find it? And you'll say, hey, how about you not be a idiot? And you just go, look, wherever you're going to listen to a podcast, you're probably going to find it there. Okay. That's how podcasts work now that it's 2020. And he says, you know, Ted, honestly, sometimes when we just are trying to have a normal conversation, you get like really uptight about like a particular thing. And I think maybe you're not like, are you actually mad right now? And then you'll have to say, well, no, of course I'm not mad. We're just talking. And he said, see, that's the thing. You're not mad, but you've got this very angry like tone in your voice. And so I think maybe it might do to like, just think about your tone every once in a while. All right, Ted. And you say, Connor, listen, we've been friends for like 7 years and why are you bringing this up now? And
he said, are we going to podcast at some point today?
Let me finish.
Because it's fine if not. I just want to know.
The saga of
Connor. Do it in pieces. Keep them interested.
This one's a two-part series, everybody. Yeah, come back.
See, there you go.
The next episode, we're going to finish up the drama there. We'll have little installments between Connor and Ted and their lunch conversation.
For one thing, I mean, it was good character development, except for the fact that I'm pretty sure you flipped their names. I'm pretty sure you started out that you were Connor and the other person was Ted. And then really quickly, it turned out that he was Connor and you were Ted, which I don't know. Maybe that was part of your, a plot twist
right
in the middle of it. If so, bravo. Cause you thought that all up on the fly, hats off to you as a screenwriter.
Thank you very much. All right. Down to business. Oh, excuse me. I think I'm going to sneeze.
Wow.
It's coming.
Are you? Wow. Okay.
Wow. I have to go back and see if that spiked the recording. That's how you know we're not cutting anything out of these, that this is all raw and
it's live
unscripted
TV or radio.
We actually planned that sneeze. Ray's been tickling my face with a feather for the last.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, man. We've got a couple things on the agenda tonight. We've got a message from a customer. We've got a message from a supporter, a listener on Anchor. Apparently, there's a way for you guys, if you go to our podcast, anchor.fm/discgolfcomedy, you can actually leave us a voice message. And if you do that and there's no profanity or anything like weird in it, we'll probably put it in the show. So we've got one of those. It was a surprise to us when Anchor emailed us and say, hey, you got a message. And we're like, wait, what?
First of all, who are you?
And then we're going to talk about jump putting. We're going to get right into it. And we're going to reference some of the arguments that we've seen in the disc golf debate group. But I think Ray and I are each coming from a different side on jump putting. So we'll get into that right after we listen to the message. Okay, are you ready? Let's listen to that now.
Incoming message. So much I love about this podcast. I love Anchor. I love Tyler. Ray is so cute. But the main thing I love is that I'm paying the extra $10. So just, you can call me Pro Mom from now on.
Oh, man.
I wish you guys could see his face.
I really.
Your mom.
I really wish mom.
Your mom called in.
Mom, why did you have to call in to the podcast?
Hey, your mom thinks I'm cute. I don't know how to feel. Thank you very much, Mrs. Brickley.
Now we are not even going to go there. It is.
I really appreciate that for so many reasons. You have no idea. The best reason of all, I appreciate your call, is to see your son's face right here.
Listen,
Were you expecting a famous pro or something?
I don't know what I was expecting. Raise the bookkeeper or the organizer of this episode. So that definitely caught me off guard.
That's classic.
Mom, thanks, I guess, for calling in.
Careful here.
Don't ever do that again. But please continue to give me $10 a month on Patreon.
I was going
to
say,
That is quite generous of you. So actually, for that reason alone,
talk about a sugar mama. It doesn't completely apply, that's one way to look at it.
It is absolutely inappropriate. Mom, you are a pro mom for sure. Thanks for giving me the money on Patreon. Thanks for your call. Let's just move on now. How about we talk about jump putting? What do you say, Ray?
I'm not 100% sure that we've done a comprehensive look at that phone call. Mm-hmm. I feel like, our listeners deserve a thorough review if they're going to take the time to leave a message. That, just as an unbiased observer, I'm just speaking as a dedicated co-host here.
All right, let's move on. So jump putting, what do you think, Ray? You start.
Jump putting or step putting? Because there's two really. Jump putting is honestly not that big of a debate for me. I'm okay with jump putting. I think I would prefer that different people didn't. I hate different people. Typical American. Wow.
I think the idea is that it's jump putting. That's what we have in the show notes, and that's what we have. That's what I searched in the disc golf debate group. So that's what I was going to talk about. But are you wanting to change it now on the fly to step putting?
Well, I think that, it's our podcast, we do what we want here, but let's do jump putting really quickly. I just think that one we could probably hash out a lot quicker than step putting. It doesn't seem as gray as step putting.
All right. I'm down for that. So take us through jump putting. What's your stance on it? Pun intended.
good one. Thank you. I think that jump putting should be allowed. I love jump putting. I think it's a totally viable throw. I don't think they should get to advance past their marker before they release the throw. I think that the paper sized area behind a disc or your marker that you're allowed to have, that should be extended or waved so that you're allowed to jump behind your marker. Basically, I just think you should land with a jump putt. You shouldn't start at your marker and jump over it. I think you should start behind your marker and jump to it. Mm. And I feel like I've seen that argument.
Yeah, people have said
that. I feel like that's a pretty common argument that I've seen supported in the threads and stuff like that. And that's my only thing with jump putting.
Well, there's precedent though for tee shots and every shot that's not in the circle for a follow through, you don't have to release your, okay.
That's not the same thing. Because
I guess that's a little different.
Yeah. It's not the same thing because you'd be able to follow through with this too. You could jump to your marker and then follow through if you were still outside the circle. And most people wouldn't do that because that's not a typical jump putt form, but it's the exact same rules as the teeing area or any shot outside the circle. You're just like with the teeing area, you can follow through, but after you've released, right? With any other shot, you can follow through outside the circle, but after you've released the disc. And I think that it's the same thing for, in my mind, with a jump putt. You should have to jump to your marker and throw it, and then you could follow through. You could take a falling step past that if you're outside the circle. Fine, no big deal there. But it seems like a bizarre adaptation of the rules to let somebody jump past their lie and then release the disc just in that one type of shot. Hmm. I mean, you can't do that off the tee pad, right? Not that I know of.
I'm not actually positive what the official rules are for the teeing area, but I definitely see what you're saying. I think most of the people in the forum that I've read, and people when I've talked about this before, most of the people are like, what does it matter? I mean, like, does it really give somebody that much of an advantage to release the disc, you know, 22 inches ahead of where they would have normally? And isn't the activity of jumping, you know, it's kind of a violent motion anyway. So who's to say that it actually does help? And maybe it's just in people's head. Maybe like you would do worse jump putting than you would just standing and throwing. So like, is it really even worth debating?
Okay. But all of those are the stupidest supports for an argument ever. Like, is this worth debating or does it really even help? That is not the debate. The debate can't be on the grounds of, you know, the results that you get. The debate has to be around the actual rules that we have present right now. Like, what do the current rules say? And I think that the current rules say that it's illegal because that area is gray. But my thought is that there's precedent in every other type of throw besides jump putting and step putting that you could interpret. You know, I think you use the other rules to kind of give yourself an idea of what you should be doing. And that seems like a stretch of the rules to me.
Well, but it isn't. And I mean, you know, taking your own argument, you know, to defeat your own argument, the current rules do not prohibit step putting or jump putting. And so that's actually the official end of the debate, right? There's nothing illegal about it. So if you want to talk about should the rules be changed or should the rules be clarified? Well,
yeah, that's essentially what we're talking about.
Yeah, that might be more of like something that you could actually talk about. But currently, there's nothing wrong with jump putting and step putting. So I don't see what the point of drumming up all the drama is about.
The point for me is that I think jump putt. So let's move to step putting. Okay.
Right.
Because jump putting, like I said, I feel like that one's quite a bit more gray because it is so much like a fairway throw or a tee shot. But step putting, I feel like is just so black and white, like gaudy. It makes the sport look tacky and unprofessional and silly when people are falling past their, I mean, imagine, okay, I'm totally pulling this analogy out of nowhere, but imagine in the NBA, right? The people who are doing a free throw, some of them just shoot from the line and some of them like fall forward until their foot is just about to touch and then they lob it up there to make it.
It's a step free throw.
People are going to debate, does that give that free throw shooter, you know, that much more of an advantage? But I think the debate for me is that looks ridiculous. And it's so gray, like that it brings in all these like close calls, and footfalls on the course are always awkward. So you don't want to add ambiguity to that because that makes it even more awkward. So keep it black and white. Don't let people advance past their lie until they've thrown the shot. I do think the rule needs to be cleared up. I guess that's kind of what what I'm advocating for.
Well, I definitely respect your argument, but I would say officially step putting and jump putting are never going away. We're going to have them until the end of time. If anything, they'll just get more solidified and less gray. It'll become like absolutely black and white in the rules that it's a legal maneuver and, you know, it's okay for people to do.
And that would be great. That is exactly less gray. I think that our sport is big enough now. There shouldn't be giant gray areas in the rules, you know, for people to interpret differently. I think everything should be nailed down. There's no reason that we could not nail this down and everybody get on the same page about it. Whether that's the page that they allow you behind your mark or whether it's a 3-foot sheet of paper that you can jump to your mark to. Just saying.
Well done. All right. Well, I think we sufficiently muddied the water around jump and step putting. So we can move on from that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say before we closed out, I had the honor of being on two prestigious podcasts, not this one.
Our first two episodes.
Actually, two other prestigious podcasts over the last week.
I
got to go on Jamming with the Best, which is a podcast done by Only the Best Discs in California, and hang out with those guys. So you can see that episode if you check out their potty. And then a couple of days ago, I actually was brought on to the Disc Golf podcast, which is Joe and Robin, and they're sponsored by OTB. So it's a little bit confusing. It has confused me. There's a funny story with that. You have to go listen to those podcasts where I tell it. But those were both like absolute honors. I was very excited to go on and see how a professional podcast is run. I did throw down the gauntlet and tell them that you and me would be passing them in the next 7.5 years.
Okay, so, well, that's...
So we're going to have a little bit of work to do. Right now, we're getting a couple hundred listeners a week. We need to get that number up to 5,000. So do you have any ideas for how we can, you know, we can spice it up and get, you know, people to want to listen to us?
Yes. I think that we should start giving every listener $20 every time they listen to our podcast.
Done. That's a fantastic idea. Let's start that right now. So everybody, thanks for listening to episode 3 of the Disc Golf Comedy podcast. You can go to discgolfcomedy.com to collect your $20. And while you're there, sign up for a $20 a month level on Patreon. And actually, maybe we should just call it a wash. So how about you just leave us a review on your favorite podcasting app instead, and then no money needs to change hands. All right?
Wow. You are such a good businessman.
The Disc Golf Comedy podcast and all of its affiliates do hereby formally deny any and all claims by end users to receive $20 upon the listening of any podcast episodes. Each user is solely responsible for ensuring that their listen and such derivative listens in source code and documentation, if provided along with the original episode, do contain any previous modifications. This episode was provided on an as-is basis without warranty of any kind, either express or implied, including but without limitation. Disc Golf Comedy makes no and disclaims any representation or claims therein.